It's Cork's Fresh 50. This is Box with you till 11 o'clock tonight, playing at your request on 0868 104 106. But now we're putting a halt to the request for just a second, because it gives me great pleasure to welcome to the show Roisin Nowell.
Thank you, thanks for having us.
How are you keeping? Are you all good?
I'm not bad now, yeah, doing pretty good.
Now, I wasn't expecting to see you hobble into the studio on crutches. Tell us, what is after going wrong?
Probably a bit too much crack was had at Electric Picnic. There was a rather big hill that I fell down pretty hard and sprained both my ankles.
Both ankles?
Yeah, a little bit of a fracture in there, but I don't need a cast, so the doctors tell me so.
Okay, so just the crutches to rely on.
Yeah.
Not to
yeah.
be walking on them on their own anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Asher, I'm grand. It was worth it. It was a great weekend.
And you were saying on the way down that it happened on the Sunday night, which is not too bad. At least you got more or less all the weekend out.
Exactly. And I just about made it to the Raven the Forest from Body and Soul with two sprained ankles. But it was over when I got there, and just arrived at the medic tent, which is right beside the Raven the Forest.
Oh,
pretty handy enough.
It's very handy indeed. How was Electric Picnic? Any highlights from the weekend?
Amazing. Well, I have to say my own gig was my highlight on the Sunday night. It was such a good buzz. We played the Other Voices tent, and man, it was brilliant. The places rammed and the crowd were just amazing, and I was on an absolute buzz the whole night after that.
Nice. You probably didn't even feel the pain after falling down the hill, I'd say.
A little bit, but I trucked on. The crack was too good.
Yeah. Now, enough talking about Electric Picnic and all those other acts. Tell us all about Roisin Nowell. Just give us a quick kind of rundown of where it all started for Roisin Nowell. I know you've got very strong connections to music, which we'll get to in a minute, but for you yourself, kind of when did it all kind of blossom into this is what I'm going to do?
I suppose I wanted to be a singer, was always in the back of my mind. I suppose I went to college after school and did music and geography. I did an arts degree in UCD just as a backup to please my parents, but so I was gigging a little bit then, but once I left college, I was sort of like, I'm doing it now, I'm going to go for it now while I'm young is the good time, I suppose. And sort of started writing with a few different writers, and got into studio about 2 years after college and recorded my first album.
It's just been going ever since.
Yeah, exactly.
You've been digging around the whole place.
Exactly.
Of course, I said you've got very strong connections. You're probably sick of hearing this, but your mother is Mary Black.
Yes, I hear.
And your brother happens to be Danny from the Coronas.
Yeah. Right?
Which you're probably just going, oh, here we go again.
Ah, that's all right.
Not this line. But obviously, growing up, you've probably had some musical kind of inspiration coming from your mother, especially.
Yeah,
who was huge and still is. Mm-hmm. She's a very big name in our house at home, I have to say, for my mother and sister. But for you, who would be kind of your musical influences, aside from kind of family members growing up for you?
I suppose growing up, I was very influenced by what my parents listened to. They had a huge collection, CD collection and vinyl collection. And so I listened to a lot of folk from the 60s, like Joni Mitchell and Neil Young, James Taylor, and Fleetwood Mac was another big one for me.
Yeah.
But I suppose as I got a little bit older, I got more influenced by my peers and started listening to heavier stuff like Red Hot Chili Peppers or Muse, and nowadays I'm into stuff like Haim or Unbelievable Band.
Yeah.
And I take a lot of different influences from different genres, like Radiohead would be one of my favourite bands, and Blur, who I missed on Saturday night.
Oh no.
Electric, going back to Electric. But I would always say that folk is definitely in there, in my bones, I'd say. Even though my own music has become a lot more modern.
All right, stay there for just a sec. When we come back, we'll talk all things about the new album and working with Tudor Cinema Club's producer. As well as that, I'm going to ask you to take part in our quick fire round and explain more. First, I want to play your brand new track, which I think is absolutely gorgeous. Roisin Nowell, this is If You Got Love on Cork's Fresh 50. It's Red FM.
I still see your smile behind closed eyes on the darker side.
Red FM, Cork's number one radio station, with Roisin Nowell. Tonight's spotlight track, this is If You Got Love. So tell us, you were working with Tudor Cinema Club producer on some of the new stuff.
Yeah.
How was that as an experience?
Amazing, yeah. Elliot James, he's amazing producer, amazing musician, and went over there for about a week last summer and recorded three tracks with him. And he was just brilliant and really brought out the best in the songs, you know, and a lovely guy to work with as well. And it was definitely, he helped me move on. Like as I said, the first album was really very folk influenced, and a lot of acoustic guitar was the main instrument in there, but actually with the three songs we recorded, there was no acoustic guitars at all. It was just mainly piano and electric guitar bass. And so that was a bit of a step forward for me, but yeah, he was brilliant to work with, yeah.
Before that, we like to do this thing with our guests that we have in. It's kind of our quick fire round, basically. We're just looking for one-word answers. You can give a short description if you want to. Some of the questions that we have been texted in by listeners.
Okay, one-word answers.
One-word answers. Okay. If you want, you can give... There's one question you might have to give a little description to, but just one-word answers. So, King or Tato crisps?
Tato.
Strangest venue you've ever played without naming names, please. So once before we've had an act in who said he played an old he described it as a dungeon, but it was an old strip club.
Alright, a cave.
Oh, okay.
In Cork.
Oh, nice.
I won't name it.
favourite thing to do on your day off?
Play with my dog.
And what's your dog's name?
Blue.
Nice. Last thing you've splashed some cash on? That you probably shouldn't have. Anything kind of lavish that you've bought in the last while? Have you bought some new clothes maybe that you probably shouldn't have?
I definitely did. I spent €400 on clothes the other day.
Oh, okay. There we
go. Terrible.
And finally, favourite place to play around Ireland?
Around Ireland? Like a venue or city?
I'll leave it up to you.
Cypress Avenue. I have to say Whelan, sorry.
Okay, Whelan.
I'm from Dublin.
Hey, there you go. Rochie, thank you very much for coming in on the Fresh 50.
Thank you for having
us. It was lovely to see you. Hopefully your ankles get better. And you're ready to go for the Cypress Avenue date as well. We'll put all the details. Of course, you can get them through roshino.com. We'll put them all up on redfm.ie.
Hey. Cork's Red FM.